On Florida International University Week, learning a second language can be important, especially for premature babies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Baralt, associate professor in modern languages, explains why.
Speaking more than one language can be beneficial for children born prematurely. Children born prematurely are often at increased risk for poor executive functioning, cognitive processes that include paying attention, planning, memory, decision-making, carrying out a task, among others. The conventional advice given by healthcare professionals is to not expose preterm born children to more than one language, fearing it might hinder their language acquisition or cause delays. However, our study tells a different story. Our research found that bilingualism could be an early intervention strategy to help strengthen preterm-born children's executive functioning. These skills are crucial for academic success. We compared two groups of children between the ages of 6 and 7, all who were born before 35 weeks with low birth weight and long hospital stays in the neonatal intensive care unit. We tested their executive functioning skills and found that the bilingual children performed significantly better than the monolingual children on the cognitive tests. We hope our research can serve as a call to action for parents and healthcare professionals to embrace the advantages of bilingualism in nurturing the developmental skills of preterm-born children.
That was Marissa Baralt of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.